Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Pat Sigmon is our guest. Patricia Sigmon, S-I-G-M-O-N, is the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. She works hard every day as the founder of LPS Consulting to help companies like yours and mine with their maximize their profits, especially in the area of investing for growth. And she's here to talk to us about that very topic. Pat Sigmon, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Pat, I've got this theory about the future of America. I don't have to tell you or my audience where things are economically right now, where the marketplace is right now. But I've decided we have to be clear. The government can't get us out of this. They've tried. And I knew they couldn't start with, but they didn't know that, so they tried. Now it's clear. The government can't fix things. Big businesses have already demonstrated that they're not going to invest in America the way they have been in the past, and there are lots of reasons for that. But small businesses, Pat, we're planted in the ground here in America. We're not multinationals. We're planted in the ground. And so I've got this theory, and that is that if America is going to recover and become the economy that it has been in the past, it's going to depend upon small business owners. What do you think?
Well, I'm a small business person. I work with small business people, and we're Main Street. We need to be strong. We need to learn how to be profitable, and we can't succumb to the big business problems that are going on.
And that means that we're going to have to grow this economy ourselves, which means that we've got to grow our businesses little increments at a time. And when we do, we've got to make the right decisions about growth, don't we? Can you help us with that?
Sure. Right now, what I see and what many of us see is if you are lucky enough to have business coming in, new business, increased sales in any way, and some people I know do have that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have enough maybe in the office. Maybe you've laid people off. Maybe you've cut things to the bone. And what do? You're going to invest and get in the same trouble you were in 2 years ago? No.
People are not willing to do that, are they? Even if they're seeing green shoots, so to speak, mm-hmm. they're reluctant to make any investments and to take any risks, aren't they?
And it's true, and that's what the small business is saying. So you have it both ways. People aren't willing to invest. They're afraid. They don't want to spend money. They don't want to sign a lease. On and on and on it goes. So if you have business and you need to grow your business, but you are afraid, which I am, which all of my clients are, what can you do? What can you do to get the job done, squeeze off some profit, and not set yourself up for a failure should things hit a brick wall in a couple months or, you know, the end of the year or whatever? And we've been developing things and working with clients on different ways to get the same job done in a different fashion, in a money-saving fashion.
So how do we do that?
Sure. Some of the things, one of the most important things that we all face right now is for every employee that you have, for the owner, for everyone, getting people to be as productive as possible in the business day. I mean, we go around in circles, hundreds of emails, phone calls, blah, 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 blah. How can you hone in on what needs to be done, not leave anything on the table that should be done, but eliminate all the extra nonsense? And I'm saying be as productive as you can be and have your employees be as productive as you can be. So instead of just putting another body in the office who you might have to lay off in a few months, who might not be there when you don't have the sales that you have right now. What about iPads, iPhones? Teaching people to be productive without
You're saying make investments in equipment infrastructure that will make the people you have more productive.
And not just equipment. It could be equipment, but it's processes.
Right.
It's, you know, as I tell people in my field, when you send an email asking a question and leave a voicemail, don't say, call me. You know, like, tell the person everything that you need to tell them so that they can answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
Hone in on the job that you're supposed to do and get it done as fast as you can. You know, and calendars, using Outlook and calendars and syncing mm-hmm. up your PDAs, all of those things make it so that your existing employees can get a lot more done in the time that they have during the
mm-hmm.
day. No
Somebody once said, if you watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. So could we say, if you watch the minutes, the hours will take care of themselves?
Yeah, you always have little phrases like that.
Hold on to that thought, Pat. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We got more to come. Pat's got more ideas like this after these messages. 20 Till, Pat Sigmund is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.